It's the Shooting USA Podcast, episode one of our SHOT Show special, live from the Smith & Wesson booth. And we've got Tony Mealy and Jim Scouten on the mic.
We have. And Tony is the man with one of the most exciting new product introductions, I think. Technically, it's in the M&P line, but this is one of your Performance Center creations.
Yeah, one of our Pro Series M&Ps. We're really excited about it this year. These are our cores, competition optic ready equipment. And what's unique about them is the fact that we ship the gun out with a cut in the slide that actually gives you the ability to mount different optics to it. So there's five plates, and it gives you the opportunity to mount six different optics. And those optics are Trigicon, Loophole Delta Point, the J Point, the Doctor, Seymour STS, and Insights MRDS.
What's exciting to me about this is it's an acknowledgement by the industry of something that specialized gunsmiths have been doing for a couple of years. And what I think has changed is that the technology in the small red dot sights has gotten to a point where we can really do this, and we can really R&D, and the sights will hold up.
Oh, these are working great. Jerry Michlick's just transferred over to one of these guns. He loves it, you know, especially for an open gun. I mean, it's just this top of the line, you know.
What's also interesting to me is the fact that in a law enforcement environment, this can help eliminate target fixation.
Yeah, I mean, especially going into a dark room, you've got that dot. The other thing that's nice about this is with the Delta Loophole, it co-witnesses the dot. So if for some reason, you know, the officer was to lose the dot, he can go right to the iron sights.
Now, you're actually looking, and by the way, we should stop and tell everybody, we're talking with Tony Mealy, who heads up the Performance Center at Smith & Wesson, with a number of new products coming out of there and new ideas, talking about the M&P Core, C-O-R-E.
That's correct.
Competition Optics Ready. This co-witnessing kind of looks a little odd because you got some tall sights dovetailed on there, but in the event your loophole should go down... I'm not suggesting it would do that, but if it should go down, you're backed up automatically with iron sights.
Yeah,
you're looking right through
it. Right. So really, really good opportunity, you know, for the shooter, even competition shooter. If for some reason he had a malfunction on the line, he's not going to waste that whole thing. He's going to go right back to iron sights and could, you know, finish the competition.
Another interesting point is one that Jerry made in some shooting that we were doing with the Core series of pistols, and that is that even if you are co-witnessing right down the iron sights, traditional iron sighting with this particular setup is not necessarily needed to make a hit. If your red dot is still functioning and you can see your target within the field of view of the red dot sight and your iron sights are not lined up, you will still hit your target.
You will.
You have more flexibility within that red dot sight than you do within the iron sights.
Now, Tony, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off there, but this obviously is a solution to be ready out of the box, add your sight easily, a couple of screws, and go shoot competition. But have you got a theory that these kinds of optics with their enormous battery life are going to extend into maybe personal protection, maybe home defense, maybe law enforcement more than they have?
Yeah, and we've talked about that. I think each one of those categories, you know, is a great opportunity. A gun like this, you know, in a nightstand, you know, if you need it, you pick it up and the dot's right there. You know, you don't need sights. And it's going to be very difficult in the dark, too, to see the sights. With the dots, you know, you've got it right there ready to go.
It's fantastic.
Now, there's a couple of features, by the way, on this Core pistol, which is the official name for the one that will immediately, you can take the plate off and put your sight on it. But you've got some features there which are across the line, if I understand it right, for the M&Ps.
Yeah, well, you know, the Core is built off of our Pro Series line of pistols. So you get a Performance Center sear, which gives you a much quicker reset on the trigger. The trigger pulls 3.5 to 4.5 pounds. We also changed the back straps on our Pro Series line this year. And the Core was the gun that actually started it off. We changed the texture, and you got a much better aggressive texturing on the grip.
So how soon are these likely to be out in stores, in the local gun shops and available, or available for ordering, for that matter?
Actually, we started shipping them about a month ago, so you should start seeing them show up at your dealers now.
So no more complaining about they're showing us something that we can't have. That's what we call vaporware. You guys have it in the market.
We are shipping them, yes.
Excellent. Tony Mealy from the Performance Center.
Excellent. Nice work.